Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Autistic Poet Odyssey Meditation with your Autistic Poet Director Manager and your host for Autistic Poet Odyssey Meditation, Maria Ilium. And welcome to my show. And today's show is poetry reading and meditation with Brian Burns. So my poems, Blind Performer. Thrilling experiences, hearing her own voice, singing her own original songs, written a song of herself, a blind performer, performing live on stage. Singer enters and exits with assistance, blissful expressions, wisdom, connecting with love, fulfilling her heart. Live interview, modeling in a photo shoot, published on front cover, stories, magazine shot. To teach the blind students represents the tools of independence, repetitive phrases, reciting spoken words. I can, I am strong, I am wisdom, and I am gifted, and I am love. Establish a gift with God's eternal love. A news reporter, Afghan voice, supporting you in your rights. And been away. Looking through the window, admiring unique patterns of death, fallen snow, bare sycamore branches, wild tributaries, dangling shadows, traveling thoughts, drifting soul, wings lifting, palpable emotions, ebbing away. Unwrapping grievous, bewildered memories, unexpected gifts, and critics literature of life's lessons. Investigator. I am an investigator. Notice my surroundings, energy shift, shifting emotions, quarreling, quiver, alter, altercations, things unraveling, be observant, the words float on river, weeping, rumbling sounds, my eyes sees unusual currents through the lens of a narrator. I'm a videographer, photographing my Odyssey of Gifts, investigative journal. Maria's poems, a deep review. There is purity and innocence that comes along with autism. Virtual unnoticed, even by those who treat us the professionals who never saw the world through the autistic eyes. Violent skills, abusing drugs, driving drunk, hurting others, seeking vengeance, moving blame. We don't even think of those kind of thoughts. They don't even cross our minds. So why just claim towards a segment of society that does no harm, thinks no greed, and feels no hatred? Why? Yet so many without disabilities look down upon those of us who struggle with them. So which group of people is actually disabled? Those judged so blindly or those who don't? We process and see things differently from the so-called normal crowd, absorbing all information around us like sponges and taking an impact of others' emotions, affecting our body down to the very core of our nervous system. We notice so much that others take for granted, highly skilled memory, recalling the tiniest details. The most will forget our past up to our present, dates, years, weather, faces, flowers, clouds, noisy smells, and landscapes. We never forget information. Patterns that compel our attention and even triggers. We see the world differently, but not always any less than you do. Not always wrong, just differently. It can be overwhelming, the lack of filter, the openness and vulnerability to what and who is around us, The process overloads, so we revert back and not respond into our own world, being comforted. You call it a sensory overload. We call it a gift that needs to be understood and managed. If you're listening more than judge, you might be surprised. You might hear things from such a different perspective than what you come to accept as fact about our shared reality. We live in a moment, and that could be joyful times, full of wonder, and other times just too much. A deeper view, perhaps more than just a disability. Anchoring. Connecting our energies overloading. Okay, Marie's poem. Anchoring. Connecting our energies overloading our own conventions, stories of life experiences, you recuplicate and recuplicating, listening to the words of your wisdom. Uplifting left me deeply in awe, fulfilling my heart, joyful emotions notable, grateful for our miraculous journey in the corner of my mind, viewing water scenes crying to, forming a bond by crooning to me and tell us. Words fading in, gusty winds, fishing on stream, reeling me in. Higher energy, we saw an affirmation floats. Helen's sounds, stormy nights, be still, be observed within silence, cheery eyes, welling cries. You're my rose. If I visualize you in a corner of my mind, grasping hand in hand, walking near the water, be still. Tranquility sounds of nature, be observant, noticing our deep connection energies within our soul. Stand strong who I am, enthralling in experience, captures my attention with his eyes, memorizing. He's in a daze, in awe, expressing ourselves, our long journey, pocketing our recollection memories for a rainy day. He embraces me in a hug. My emotion feels his kiss romantically. Wrap me with his love. I feel your love, a beautiful thing. A butterfly journey. Purple butterflies flooding through the garden. Joys of being free. Angel of light, sending you blessings, angel of faith, connecting souls, connected energy of power, ourselves, endearment, warmth, fill our hearts with powerful sources, is a reminder note of notable and positive message. Breathe, breather of reciting affirmation of endorsement with your inner self, inner soul, enough to God, an angel of protection, sorrow of emotions, pain, enduring, jingling, enthusiasm in receiving remotely energy through integrated therapeutic alignment, balanced health, observing emblems beyond obscure, believing optimistically in removal of cancer, designing visuals in a corner of your mind, ability is no longer serving you. Divine gift, her wisdom of encounter, written in a novel, observer of narrator. A metamorphosis. Listen sounds, gusty winds, snowing, falling on my balcony, winter day, snowman, body, structure changes, stormy night, walking up on a dreary rainy day, viewing outside through the sliding door, my eyes sees no more snowman, melted in a pot of water. Cole created ice sculpture, left behind his hat and molded carrot nose. A reminder note, be still, be observant, and narrate of a storyteller. Greek islands. Sail through the Greek islands. Enjoy frappe on the boat. Transfixed by the scenes. Doors. Warmth front emerges through coldness Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're reading some poems and doing some meditation.
Terrific. Excellent.
Wonderful. So I'll read my poem called Doors. The warmth front emerges through coldness, a quick glance, bearing his stories through shadows. A gunsy faded winds remaining silent, friend rested, soul of hearts never forgets.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. So we have, we're going to start off as energy.
With an energy chant, yes. We can do Om Mani Padme Hum, which is very good for everything. It blesses everything. It's praise to the jewel and the lotus. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
That's very good.
Oh, thank you.
Powerful. You're welcome.
And do you have another poem?
Yeah, I have Angels' Embraces.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting energies within your power, power my faith in your palms. Whispered voice, the word of wisdom, grasping trust in a corner of my mind relaxes. Tranquil feelings sweeping through my body flows naturally in awe. Focusing on intensity within depth of lights appearing through the window, RC design, rejoin view. Repeatedly occurs, luminescent shades, purple, emblems lights recurrently. In my vision, my eyes see angelic faces, connected souls reciting stories. The angels camouflage surround you. Emblem hug within light, internal love. Feminine smile, heavenly hug, I'm viewing angels, sensing divine within incense. receiving energy, absorbing higher sources, standing grounded.
Very good. Very
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Like it.
You're welcome. So what do you have?
Well, let's see. I could do another chant, a Q10. Q10 is singing chant. So this is one that I like, Avalokiteshvara. That's the name of a deity, and it means the avatar who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world. So every time we say that name, we're also saying the prayer to that entity. So I'm going to sing a kirtan of Avalokiteshvara. 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 Avalokiteshvara.
That's very good. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
And peaceful.
Yeah, it gives you a peaceful feeling, you know?
Yes, like tranquil.
So do you have another poem or two?
Yes, wintry surprise. Snowy footage of snow, snowflakes falling upon twig or branches. Poetic scenes of nature, snowflakes blowing through gusty winds, echoing howling sounds, appears a friend upon the door. Thank you. And this is a mother and daughter poem.
Oh, great.
It's called Poet Fairy.
Mm.
Stepping in a circle, stepping to sigh, repetitive movements, focus on teacher's verbal prompts, learning tact skills, teacher's mind. The circle of happiness, mirroring visual, I am beautiful. I've seen her spoken words, filling her heart with love. Her strong spirit, energy glow, casting shadows of light. Her own inner world, unwrapping box slowly. Deep inside, the joy of expression, fulfilled with impromptu scenes, the scene of fairies. Her wings is blue and purple. Athena's role is a poet fairy. Athena's wisdom, we sign the words, format in a poem. Pianist fairy, playing piano in original melody. Odyssey, creating poems.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very wonderful. I like it.
And this one is also mother and daughter poems called Pink Box.
Mm-hmm.
Observing shades of pink boxes, uplifting pink cover, the deep, deep inside the mystery gives, modeling her pink hat, scenes, photographing inside stories, and focus on her artistry work, astonished view, viewing herself being published on the front cover, opening cover, themes, altars, smiles, shines with a surprise, blue dress, modeling, expressing herself, I feel beautiful.
Very pretty. I like it.
Thank you. You have another energy, and you know.
Yes, I do. Yep, this one is dedicated to the Buddha. It praises the sage. Moni means sage. Om Namo Muni Muni Ma Muni 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 Soha Muni Muni Ma Muni Muni
good too. Relaxing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I can read invisible rooms.
Mm.
Unique rooms within our brains, more rooms or less, bigger or small, because we're all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet, the sounds comforting. Plenty of place to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Room to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replays the past. There are some filled with light and others darker than a moonless night. There is even a special place to store the tears, we shed to be used later to water dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance storing the tantrums and joys of a single life so we learn and forget it either. We all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, madness to happiness, and the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
You want to do another poem?
Yes, I'm looking. All right, this is another mother and daughter poem. It's called Connected Circle. Step in and step out of the boundary, then repeat. Creating safety, impromptu scenes, blissful emotions, design her own world, inspiring. Represent a metaphor planet, Saturn, ring surrounded with protecting Athena, her own world. Athena's lift and circle, the circle of movements, expressing her thoughts, repetitive phrase. I am in a circle of happiness. I am in a circle of love. I am in a circle of peace. Athena's creating her own house, boat, design rooms, destination arrival, the Greek islands, feeling safe in rooms, connected circles, RC platform, runway. Athena's mind walking is dry, spotlights, cameras, photographs.
Nice.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. Let me see. And this one's old memory. So mother and daughter poems, I take some of the things that, you know, Athena says And and I put into poetry, and then I add other poet, you know, I always write her phrase, what she says, and
right.
then I add to it. And these are about, these poems are coming from, it's actually her experience through art drama. The different, you know, scenes that we do and acting.
Right.
And the emotions that they teach in her, where does it come from, her body, you know, the sadness, the frustration, or happiness, or joy. So it's, and how is, if one, you know, the expression of somebody says, oh, I'm scared, and then, well, how does the other person react? So it's trying to teach her why, you know, different emotions, and a lot of time, or reciting phrases that, you know, she learns, you know, more new words. So this is called Old Memories. Grabbing on old memories, anxieties of feelings within herself, the worries, anticipation, Athena sees the visuals, new home being built, sensing transformation in stages with our emotions, the words float on the stream, conversation topics, expressing herself through acting, series of dramatic new home within stride, building Athena's inner strength through levels of protection, she can feel safe and secure, new routines on her journey, visualizing in the corner of her mind, new growth, stepping forward, working on independent skills, with strength and advocating encouragement. By her fears, the moment we step on the foundation to see the smiles of joy, repetitive adventures, and process, the stages and levels, photographing her standing on the steps, constantly smile, emerges of laughter, her happiness shines upon her face, hope her response continues to grow. Athena's high empowerment, her soul self, spiritually, where she and
o'clock.
Spiritually, where she and I belong.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Brian. You know, meditation?
I'll do one more meditation, and then I'll say goodnight. This is one
Sounds
short
good.
One. Dedicated to Kuan Yin, the Angel of Mercy. Om Namo Kuan Shayan, Namo Kuan Shayan, Namo Namo Kuan Shayan Bosa Avalokita. Avalokita, Avalokita Shivarya, Om Namo Kuan Shayan, Namo Kuan Shayan, Namo Namo. Kuan Shayan Bosa.
That's beautiful.
Maria, thank you so much. It's always wonderful
thank
being
you.
Here. Thank you for
You're
inviting
welcome.
Me. And
You're
we'll
welcome.
Do it again soon. Take
yes.
care.
You
Have
too.
A good
good
night.
Night. to Autistic Poets, the Odyssey Meditation. So for all our listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed the poetry reading and the meditation. And meditation, anytime you feel stressed, breathing, and helps to relax, and it can help to calm, and, you know, and so you can breathe, do breathing, different breathing methods, and that could be helpful tools. So I'm gonna read one more poem. I'm gonna read another poem. The storms of emotions. The wailing cries echo sound. Suddenly, the storms of emotions circling, the immersion fills through my creative side, releasing worries to draw the cloud, creating design relaxes me. Overload connects within the storms, the teary eyes of sadness, tapping sensitivity nerves, can't manage, blissful, emotion, love, hugging mom, drawing near the waters, smiles of laughter, expressing, I am an artist, mercy within me. Maria's poem. One mother, many memories. Wrapped inside loving memories, the grieving, overwhelming emotions penetrate the inner core of her soul. Listening, you imagine the sounds of a child's cries and laughter. The looming waterfall every day fills the sorrow, falling tears in a puddle of pain of a mother's loss. Reciting name, repetitive, sensing divine possibilities. While heaven responds, child's soul entering his mother, unique, deep connection, creating milk from bleed. Feeling like captures a beautiful moment of a comforting image seems haunted by real as she runs to embrace her lost child and then waits for the next encounter. Must remain strong into them. Blinded from within. The blinded visual distortion with depth of your insecurities connected outward. Missing important things in life. Can't see footage right in front. Not able to understand oneself or others. Mind has no more room to continue learning. Rapid moments without a thought or process. Carefully your plans go wrong. Emotion traumatized. Pay attention to the vision impaired. The simple concept, versus complex, clashy versus abstract. The boxes of autism. Unique boxes of autism, God's eternal gifts of life. Autistic artists are built extremely gifted. Human positive of autism spectrum, life skills impaired or not, and nonverbal, weakness versus strength. Interesting talent emerges through their souls. Young autistic girls learn language through singing savant, performing different events, singing naturally anthems of the United States and Canada, extraordinary. Adult autistic that is blind taught herself to play piano, a child incredible hearing. She hears songs once or twice, then she can't play the artist's music request songs. The teenager college philosophy taught write her own music. Her happiness moments, loving to perform in front of audience. 19 years old, for one of her performance first time, I hear her sing and play the piano amazing. Uniquely started plays with 1-3 fingers. Doctors mentioned to parents, sorry, your son is severe brain damage, blind, autistic, would never walk, run, and talk. Sensitive touch and sounds, astonished age of 3. Bought piano, and taught to notice uniquely interested. Hand touches the key, quickly pulls away, and repeats. He learned to handle the touch, the key, and taught himself. He learned to walk and run and talk. He can't tie a shoe. Teenager, extraordinary conductor, pianist, and composed 20 pieces of his own, learning to read Braille. So for our audience and listeners, for tuning in to poetry and autistic poets and meditation. So we'll see you next week, and have a wonderful the rest of the week.